It's another episode of Say It Loud, y'all. You know what to do. Get your wine and your wine glasses. Get your Henny and your shot glasses. Get your mixed drinks if that's what you're doing tonight. For those of y'all that ain't fucking with me, I get you. You're on quarantine with Rona. Go ahead and brew some tea. Get your lavender, your chamomile, or whatever you need. Sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Say It Loud, y'all. Let's go. Hi there, my lovies. It is another episode of Say It Loud. I am so happy. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys forever. I know it was a week ago, but still, it feels like a long time. So much is going on. So much is happening. And while I want to talk about all the things that are happening, I also want to bring some feel-good energy and fuckery to you. You know what I mean? Where you just get 20 or 30 minutes to just chillax, have a good time, laugh, and feel good. So that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do because that's what we all need to do. So I know you're thinking, you're like, well, Karen, what the fuck are you talking about today? Today, I am talking about self-love. I'm talking about masturbation. And I am going through, I know you can't see it because it's not visual, but I'm going through a quick review of the Sweet Vibes products. So I know a lot of you guys are probably like, I don't want to hear that. No, you need to motherfucking listen. You need to listen. Don't switch over yet. You need to listen. And I really want to have a quick conversation with men and women, but particularly women, about like masturbation and how you feel about it, how you feel about yourself, loving yourself, knowing your body, and how in actuality that makes for better sex. So that's what we're talking about today. So if the kids are in the room, I don't know what to fucking tell you because ain't no kids in this room right now. So I'm going to just go. If you need to come back and listen to it later, go ahead. If you want to listen with your partner, you should. For the dudes, you should be listening to this too. I just want to quickly say that Say It Loud loves the LGBTQ community. And though I speak about relationships and tend to always talk about relationships between male and female, this is for everybody and for everybody to enjoy. And the products that I support and the stuff that we do here is inclusive to everyone. So don't feel like, well, I don't know how it relates to me. No, everybody uses toys and everybody can have a good time. And us loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves and our bodies has nothing to do with our sexual preference. So I just want to preface with that. And then we're going to get into it. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was just the self-love part of it, because I think there's like a lot of negative connotation for both men and women when it comes to masturbation, right? And I'm having a sex blogger come on, and I have her synced up and lined up, and she's going to be on an episode coming up. But I wanted to really get this out so I could dedicate the time to talk to you guys and just kind of share my thoughts and my feelings, as well as like trying to be inclusive of everyone else in the conversations that I have. And you guys know this about me. You know that I always bring in the conversations that I have in my everyday life. And that's what makes for real podcasting and real storytelling. So with that said, I wanted to start there and just like, you know, a lot in society, it's almost kind of looked down on or frowned on, or like you're hypersexual or have hypersexual activity if you choose to love yourself and love your body and actually masturbate. And I don't agree with that. I think that, you know, knowing your body, knowing what turns you on, knowing how to turn yourself on, how to get stimulated, what are the things that stimulate you, make for better sex. And make for better sex with relationships with your partner, because then you can articulate that to your partners and you can share that with your partners, right? And I think that that's really important. I also think for me personally, as a woman who tries to align her chakras and be in a space and a place where I'm aligned and focused and clear, knowing these things and being able to articulate these things make it better for me to understand myself. And so I think that that's important. I think when it comes to men, we kind of think like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? Why is this person like constantly doing this or not constantly doing it? Why do they feel a need? I know that there's women who feel uncomfortable with their man masturbating or their partner masturbating. Like, I think that that's a natural part of life. It's almost something natural that happens, just like our hormones, just like our periods, just like whatever the case may be, which is a natural process. And we need to respect that about each other. And we need to be cognizant of what that is when we're in a relationship with someone so that we can share that and communicate that so they understand what you need and what they need. And you might not necessarily need the same things, right? There's some people that can go months and months and even years without having any intimacy, and that's okay. There are couples that can masturbate together and they're okay with that. And they're both pleasured and they're both happy and they are connected and they're fine with that. And then there's some people that need intercourse all the time and that's what they need. It just depends. Everybody's needs are different. And what we need to be able to do is know what our needs are personally, so that when we do have a partner or we are in an intimate relationship, we can then articulate that to whoever our partner is and share that with them. Because a lot of times we don't do that. We just assume that the other person knows or they're able to read or able to understand what it is that you need. And if you don't know what you need, how are you going to share that with somebody else? If you're not okay with that, and a lot of relationships end up breaking up because of the sexual part of it. And I actually think that like sex is a big part of a relationship. I think that is a very big part. I think it's a very critical part. I think that if you don't speak the same love language and you cannot communicate, there's going to be a breakdown there, just like there would be a breakdown there anywhere else in a relationship. And what happens with that part is it leads to then the resentfulness, the cheating, not wanting to be in the relationship so anymore, because it is a heavy part of a relationship. I don't think it should be the foundation that a relationship is built on, but I definitely think it's an important part of a relationship, and negating it and saying, okay, I'm either going to abstain from that part of a relationship. I don't necessarily agree with that because that could backfire on you. And then jumping into it right away, I don't necessarily agree with that because now the relationship becomes, the sex becomes a foundation of the relationship instead of an addition to the relationship. So I think it's really important that we take that time and figure out ourselves first. And I really wanted to do this show about these products and just talking about like why it's okay and why it's comfortable and why we should be comfortable, especially, I can't even say especially as men or women. I just feel like along the whole entire line of sex and sexuality, we should be comfortable with who we are and what our needs are when it comes to that. And we should be able to have a conversation and articulate what those are and not feel guilty about it and not feel bad about it and not feel ashamed about it and not feel like, you know, this is a conversation that I can have with my girlfriend, but I can't have with my mother, or this is a conversation I can have with my partner, but I can't have with my sister. We really need to be empowered, all of us, no matter what your sexuality is, in knowing who you are and being comfortable with that, and then taking the time that you need to figure that out. Right. And some people don't figure that out in their 20s, or, you know what I mean? It comes later on, and that's fair. You know, it takes time to really understand who you are and what you want, especially with all these pressures that come from outside. But I think it's important. So let's get into the female masturbation. So Sweet Vibes is our sponsor. They were kind enough to send me over all of the toys that they have in their line. And I'll go over them with you. I'll go over with all the names of them with you so that you can then go to their website and check it out. But I really wanted to really not just give a overview of some of it, and I can describe it as much as possible to you, but I really wanted to also just empower people to feel okay. You know, there's a lot of people that might be like, well, I don't need that, girl. I'm in a relationship with a man. What I need a toy for? I got to get in the house. And I understand that. I understand that. But also understand that using any kind of toys for me, because you know how I feel about the whole bag. Y'all could go get one on the website, fill it up with the toys and everything you like. Like, there's multiple ways to have sex with a partner. And most of it is mental. I think a lot of people don't understand that. Most of the sex that you have with your partner is mental. So the two of you could be in a room together, masturbating together, enjoying each other together. And that's still sex and sexuality. And it's still pleasing to one another without actually having actual intercourse. And so I know in the minds of some people, it's like, well, I don't need that. Other people are like, well, I need that to the point where I'm so reliant on it that having sex with a human being is not cutting it. And so there has to be a balance, but also a feeling good about what you're doing it and why you're doing it. I also have spoken to some women and men who are like, I just can't get into it by myself. Like, I just can't get into it mentally by myself. And so I can't enjoy using a toy or masturbating by myself because I just can't get into it mentally. And so what I would say to you there is that you need to really draw back on your experiences, hopefully that they're all good. Right? You need to really be in a mental space where your thoughts are clear, where you can focus, where it's almost like a sense of meditation, right? Where you're centered with yourself, where you're present, where you're feeling, where you're thinking, where you're visualizing, you know, and enjoying all of those things that would bring you comfort and would bring you orgasm and will bring you climax. And then you'll be able to do it, right? And you'll be able to achieve an orgasm. And that's how that works. If there's any blockage in what you're thinking or how you're feeling at that moment, then there's going to be a blockage. And that has nothing to do with toys or anything else. So you could be in the middle of having sex with someone. And if there is a blockage mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever that case may be, you are not going to be able to achieve an orgasm because something's off. Right? Something's off in the space. Something's off in the energy. Something's off in the other person. It could be a scent. It could be a sound. It could be a car pull up. It could be the TV. It could be I heard something downstairs. The dog is barking, whatever the case may be. But that changes the aura and it changes the energy and it changes your focus, which then will not allow you to relax yourself enough to be able to achieve an orgasm. And so you really need to understand that. And I tell people this all the time, 80 to 90% of sexual activity is mental. You need to be in a mental space to be able to allow yourself to enjoy it. And it works whether you're with a partner or if you're home by yourself. Now, there are people that are like, okay, but I'm home by myself and I have this toy, but I just can't get there. I need to be stimulated from someone. And that's okay. That's what they got FaceTime for. And that's what they got phones for. And that's what they got videos for and the internet and stuff like that. And that's okay. You know, that's something that you need to be aware of and cognizant of so that when you are in a relationship with your partner, they know what your likes are and they know what your dislikes are. And they can say, okay, I know what my partner needs. I'm not there right now. I'm on a vacation with work or whatever, but I know what my partner needs and I know how to share this with them and bring this to them and entice them and turn them on and give them that pleasure in a way that's meaningful to them. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's definitely nothing wrong with that. We have to be open enough and cognizant enough to understand that and understand that not everybody has the same needs and everybody has the same wants and everybody speaks the same love language or sex language. But it's important that whoever you're with, or even internally as yourself, that you know what that love language is and you know what that sex language is so that you could be like, all right, boom. You know, and let's just say hypothetically, you're in a relationship with someone and, you know, it ain't really working. She's not doing this. He's not doing that. This is what you need. This is what she needs. You can then articulate it when you are aware of it. Can't articulate something that you're not aware of. You feel me? All right. So boom. So right now, if you go to sweetvibes.toys, they are the official sponsor for the Say It Loud podcast. They have four products. They have more than four products, but they have four products out that I had the pleasure, maybe one, two, three, four, maybe five. Maybe I'm missing one. Yeah, I am missing one. I probably used that one and don't know where it is. So they have Charmed, which is the new one that came out. And you can see it on the website. I don't know what it looks like. I cannot say that it looks like anything I ever saw other than like a round ball with a beak. And then the rest of it like has a handle and you can hold it. So that's Charmed. This will be on my YouTube. So I'm actually going to do a visual with this. There's the girl's best friend, which is now my best friend. I swear to God it is, with the little sucker part that looks like a fish. I love it. The texture of these are all amazing, by the way. There's Pixie, which looks like it fits right between. Yeah, I like that one too. And then there's the Perfect Match, which is to me a pretty standard looking vibrator. And then there's Tulips, which focuses on the clitoral area. That's another favorite of mine. They're pretty much all my favorite. I couldn't pick one over the other, but I will tell you that girl's best friend is in fact, my best friend. So if you haven't been to their website, go ahead and go to their website, sweetvibes.toys. You get a discount when you use my code LOUD, L-O-U-D. Treat yourself to something nice. Treat your partner to something else. Yes, so the guys are probably like, so what am I supposed to do with this information? Well, like I said, the information is a number of things, right? Making sure that your partner's comfortable. There's also toy cleaner up there, by the way. Making sure that your partner is comfortable with you and that you're comfortable with your partner. Making sure that you guys are articulating, both of you, what you need in a relationship and what you need emotionally and sexually so that, and yes, each thing kind of ties into the next thing, right? So just understanding what that person needs and how they need it. Maybe for people who are like, you know what, I'm not ready for the full throttle, but how can we enjoy ourselves together? This might be a nice opportunity that says, okay, you know what, let's just take the time and let's figure this out together as a couple, right? And let's buy a couple different things that we like and enjoy it and try it and see how that works. So that's an opportunity to do that, to introduce different things into the bedroom, depending on what you like, and really use this show, right? And this particular episode to start a conversation with your partner so that you're like, you know what? I would like to see her in heels, or I would like to see him do this, or I would like, and being able to actually have those conversations. Remember, say it loud and carry it now. We're always talking about things that people don't want to say. So there's a lot of curiosity around this. There's a lot of curiosity for both women and men. Women, I feel like the curiosity is there, but some women don't really aren't embodied or aren't empowered enough to be like, you know what? I'm going to order something. I'm going to feel good about ordering it. I don't need my friend to give it to me. I liked it. I saw it. So-and-so said it was good. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to go home and try it. They feel like I can't, right? They feel like I can't because I have kids. I feel like I can't because I have a spouse. I feel like I can't because I have a partner. I feel like I can't. And that's not where this comes from. Right? That's not where this comes from. You're not penalized. You're not punished for being you or having an interest or wanting to understand how to pleasure yourself. Right? And you could even do some research, because I'm on a whole nother level with this. Like, I'm talking to y'all on this level, but there's a whole nother cosmic sexuality and how it aligns with the universe and empowers you and empowers your partner when you get climactic, when you reach orgasm, when he holds an orgasm until you orgasm. Like, there's a whole lot of research about that. And you can actually go and Google it yourselves, because y'all probably thinking like, yo, Karen, you crazy. Like, it ain't that serious. But it actually is. To me, it actually is, because I know that energy is always energy and energy is always moving. So I know if I'm sharing my energy with someone, especially at a climactic level, right, that they're going to either take that energy in or push that energy out somewhere else, right? And I've actually been honest enough with people that was like, yo, boom, like after you've been with me, I need to know that your energy felt good, that you walked away with some pep in your step, that you feel good about yourself, that you feel like you could go out and save the world. Like, you need to be like Superman when you're done with me, right? Because that's the kind of energy that I want to share, right? And on the other hand, I've also done a show that's like, yo, why she look like that? Why she feel like that? Where people are actually toxic to your energy and they are pulling your energy away from you. And after being intimate with them, you feel drained. And I don't mean the drain like we just went two rounds and I'm tired. I feel drained, like emotionally and physically drained, and drained in my life and chaos and that kind of thing. And that's toxic. That's actually toxic. So it's really important that you understand who you are in the midst of all of this and how it affects you cosmically and, you know, organically, and then how that affects somebody else. But that's on a whole deeper level. Like, go ahead, go research the books, go look up cosmic orgasm, you know, things of that nature. Go look how to align your chakras within your sexuality and things like that. And you will be surprised what comes up. But in the meantime, what I really want to do is like really bring, consciousness to men and women about, masturbation, about masturbating together, about knowing who your body is and what is intriguing for you and interesting for you and feels good for you and how you need that so you can then enjoy yourself by yourself, but then also enjoy yourself with your partner. So that's really where I'm coming from with this and how that works. And we're going to get into it a little bit more in the second half. So let me get my toys out so I could talk a little bit more about them. And I'm going to go to this commercial with Sweet Vibrations. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. It's about to get good. Sweet Vibrations is the official sponsor of the Say It Loud Ho Bag. Yes, they are. If you didn't know, Sweet Vibrations is an adult boutique that delivers innovative lifestyle products and embraces the taboo of sexual wellness instead of hiding it. Simply put, they inspire each and every one of us to embark on our own sexual wellness journey. Whether it's the girl's best friend, a little pixie, the perfect match, or tulips, there's something for everyone. And you deserve something sweet. So visit their website at www.sweetvibe.toys. Use our Say It Loud discount code, L-O-U-D, loud, for discounts. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Sweet Vibrations. I mean, ladies, we all deserve a good vibe. All right, so we are back. We are back, and it's time for the good shit. It is time for the good shit. All the mommies are gone now. All the grandmas are gone. And let's get down to the nitty-gritty. All right, so number one, because y'all going to be like, hey, how are we supposed to do this? How are we supposed to do this? What is your advice? Okay, number one, you can go to www.sweetvibes.toys and order your toy there, or you can order whatever toy you like from wherever you want. I'm a fan of Sweet Vibes. Y'all know that. They're great, and we're going to talk about these in a little bit more. I got them out here. Also, men have toys too, ladies. Men have toys too. Men, there's toys for you too. So definitely research the sites that you're interested in and the products that you like, and you might want to treat yourself to something or treat your partner to something, however that works too. But definitely look into that. There are options there as well, and we want everyone to feel well-versed and comfortable, right? This isn't just for one person. It's for both people. If you're in a relationship, if you're by yourself, then definitely get what you need by yourself and that you enjoy, okay? So that's the first thing. So what do you do, Karen, right? How do you do this, especially for the people that are in relationships or have families and things like that? So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to go online. You're going to do your research. I definitely think you should go and do research about what it is that you're interested in. There's articles, there's reviews, there's different products. So you definitely want to be aware of what you're looking for, right? You're not just making a split decision. This is something that you got to know if you're comfortable with it and if it's something that's going to work for you, right? So go ahead and do that while you're sitting on the toilet one day and you need something to look up on your phone. The next thing is you order your product, it comes to your house. 90% of the time, I would say with products like these, they come discreetly wrapped. So you definitely want to make sure that, you know, it's in a box and it's wrapped up so that, you know, grandma's not getting it at the door because she might not be, you know, as liberal as I am. So you get your toy. Once you get your toy, you open it. I definitely say look for all the pieces. Make sure everything is there. You're going to plug it in and you're going to leave it on the charger somewhere discreetly. Do not, I wouldn't suggest the kitchen counter, but hey, you know, whatever works, whatever floats your boat. Then while it's charging, what I want you to do is I want you to say, okay, how can I use this? When can I use it? And so for the people that are single and are home, you're going to make some time. You're going to schedule that time in your day, in your life, where you're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to go unwind later. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a glass of wine. These are all waterproof, so you can take them into the shower if you need to do that and have that time for yourself, or in the bath and have that time for yourself if that's what you prefer, or in your room, whatever. But the point is that you schedule that time in. If you are in a relationship, because people in relationships don't do this, they probably go, oh, well, we don't need to schedule time. We're home together all the time. No, you do need to schedule the time. You do. You need to say, okay, we're going to put the kids to bed at 8:30. I know they're not going to school. I know that. But you're still going to put them to bed at 8:30. You're going to say you're going to go in your room. You don't need to come out unless you need to drink some water. You had dinner. You watched TV. You played all day. It's time for you to unwind. And then mommy and daddy are going to go in their rooms and they're going to take a glass of wine, order some Chinese food, whatever it is that you need to do. And you're going to say, this is our time. Laptops off,
phones are turned upside down unless there's an emergency, and you're really going to just use that time to enjoy each other together. I definitely think if you're in a relationship, there's multiple ways you can enjoy that time together and spend that time together. One way I personally think is like if you, you know, when you were a kid and they put your name in a little bag and then you pull your paper out and that was the winner. Well, you might want to say, okay, these are some of the toys that we have. These are some of the things that we enjoy. Let's put them on a little piece of paper, put them in the bag, shake the bag up, pick one out, and that's what we're doing tonight. And you're probably thinking, well, Karen, give us some ideas. What does that look like? I got you. That looks like, you know what? I want you to wear something sexy. He's going to pick the outfit or she's going to pick the outfit. That's what that looks like. That could look like, you know, this is a toy that we're going to try. This is a toy that we're going to use. That could be a position that we like that we don't do all the time. That could be on that piece of paper. It could be an aphrodisiac. It could be running a bath for someone, giving a foot massage, giving a back massage. Right? So you want to put in things that you don't ordinarily get or you guys don't ordinarily do to create an environment where you can do that. The next thing is you want to set the mood. And this could be for self-love or in with your partner, but you really want to set the mood. So if you're by yourself, setting the mood could be, again, going in the shower, drinking a glass of wine, turning off the TV, being able to focus, making sure the house is quiet and that you're relaxed in a place where you can achieve an orgasm, right? If you're in a relationship, that might mean, okay, how do I set the mood for my partner? What is it that they like? Is it the lighting? Is it the bedding? Is it something that I'm wearing? Is it a scent that they like? And really just being conscious of the environment that you're creating to share with someone. And remember, again, intimacy is not just about having sex. Self-love is not just about having sex. And self-care is not just about having sex. So there's a lot of ways to enjoy your partner without actually having intercourse, right? Without actually doing all of that part, you can still be intimate in other ways and be connected other way and still climax in other ways without actually having intercourse. And so think about that, because people are just connected as connected sometimes by doing that and feeling that way. So that's really important when you're thinking about like preparing yourself and preparing your environment and your mind. And remember, like I said, you know, 90% of what you're feeling is mental. So you definitely want to be in a space where you're open to receive and open to be comfortable. And if you're not, then you need to be vocal about that, because you're not going to be able to enjoy whatever it is that you're doing anywhere in life, if mentally you're not in that space to be able to open up and kind of enjoy it. So that's really important. All right. So let me go over some of the products with you, because I feel like, and again, you don't have to use these products. I love them. I feel like they're great. I have had much success with them. And I just think they're great. Like since I've gotten them, I haven't used anything else because they're just so great. So you can go to www.sweetvibes.toys. They have a number of products out and they've been wonderful enough as our sponsor to let me have all of their products. And I had the privilege of trying some of them and I love them all. Aesthetically, I think they're beautiful. The color, the texture, they definitely don't feel like no cheap, you know, beach ball, plastic material. They don't dry you out. So definitely you want to do that. All right. So if you're with your partner, that's another thing. You are going to make sure this is charged. You're going to have it close by. You're going to have some lubricant by if you want. I don't really think these dry you out. I haven't had any of that experience, but I know you never know. And I do want to add that if for both men and women, for men, if you're feeling like I can't reach an erection or I'm not being stimulated for some reason, then you need to figure out what in the environment is causing that, what in you internally is causing that, so that your partner is aware of that, so that you can kind of look at that. And vice versa, women, if you're using a product and it's drying you out or you're not reaching, you know, you're not like, okay, this is not working for me. Well, what is causing that? And so you have to be aware of that. Because that's not how that works, right? The same way we have hormones and we have our body doing different things at different times of the month and the time of the year is the same way it knows, you know, when it's time. And if it doesn't know, then there's something off in your body and in your mind or whatever you know, it could be medically, it could be what you're eating, it could be physically, whatever the case may be, where you need to align that and figure that out. So just keep that in mind, you know, during these times, like you have to be very self-aware of your body, I feel, when you're going to be intimate with somebody else. Okay. So you're going to have these close by, you're going to have your lubricant close by if you want to use it. Again, I feel like these are great. They don't dry you out or anything like that, but entirely up to you. And you guys are just going to enjoy each other. But the same thing if you're by yourself. I know some people can't do it by themselves, but that's what you have the phone for. That's what you have videos for. That's what you have FaceTime for. So sort that out. Okay. And it works. And some people need to be mentally stimulated that way. And that's cool. That's definitely cool. As long as you articulate that to your partner so that they could understand. And if you're by yourself, well, then you're by yourself. You don't have to articulate shit to nobody. Do what you do and make you happy. All right. So let's talk about the products really quickly. And I know you can't see them. So my favorite one, they're all my favorite, but definitely a girl's best friend is a girl's best friend. Like, oh my God, this isn't for the weak. It kind of has like this little fish mouth thing with these little tentacle things inside of it. And it sucks on to your cookie, the chocolate chip part of your cookie. And yeah, it's a beast. It's definitely a beast. This is not for the weak, but it works. It definitely works. So girl's best friend, I love. They also have Pixie, which is very cute and portable. So is Tulips. So both of them are really nice, really feel great. For something so small, the vibration in it is crazy. And these are discreet and can be taken with you. So if you're going on vacation or let's say you're going away for work and you're like, yo, let me take something with me. Those two are very definitely portable. I mean, they're all portable, but, you know, very discreet, very small, could probably fit in your back pocket. The next one I would say is the Perfect Match. I think the Perfect Match is definitely a good starter vibrator. I think it's a good starter vibrator if you've never had one before. I also think that if it's something that you're going to use with your partner, this might be the most interesting one to use. I just think that it'll, you know, both of you will kind of know what to do with it and how to work with it. And I think it's a good start. So definitely it would be the starting point, I would say, and then work your way up. But definitely I love it. It feels good. It's very bendy. It's not over sized or over like zealous or too much or something that you're just going to be like, okay, why does it look like this? It's really neatly and streamlined put together. So I love that. And then the new baby is out, which is Charmed, which is, I can turn it on for you. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but this is the newest product. Yeah, the vibration on this is crazy. I love that these products are out the box, meaning that they're not like the typical products that women usually get as far as vibrators are concerned. And I know a lot of guys are like, why am I listening to this? I feel like you should be listening to it because there's toys for you guys too. And I can do a review on those, but I'm not a guy. Or you need to know like what are the things that your partner would like and enjoy and what are the things that they wouldn't and like how to set the mood and create an environment for yourself and your partner. But also like, again, oh, here's vibrating. But also like, again, like how do you please yourself and how do you please your partner and how do we empower each other to do that, right? And, you know, I don't know if I said this earlier, but there's like such a thing as a cosmic orgasm, which is, you know, I'm talking to you at just this level to get a regular orgasm. But there is a thing as a cosmic orgasm where you guys are like orgasming together at the same time and your chakras are all aligned and your energies are all aligned. You have to remember that's actually a share of energy, right? And I said this in an earlier show because there's times where people actually drain your energy and there's times where people actually pour into your energy. And I'm one of those people where I'll be like, well, how do you feel after? Because I know you're tired because I wore your ass out, but not tired in your energy, in your feelings, your mental wellness, your health and stuff like that. And so it's really important that people are conscious about that because you could also be sleeping with somebody who's actually taking your energy and in a relationship with someone who's actually pulling on your energy and it's just negative energy. And so really when it's cosmic, it's so aligned that you're in the same energy in the same space and you're just sharing that energy back and forth with each other. That's a big deal. But y'all ain't ready for that. But go ahead, go Google it and look it up if you want to like look at the next level of that. But right now, this is just like, how can we be together and enjoy each other together in an intimate kind of way, but still love ourselves, right? And so there's, you can love yourself by yourself and loving on yourself and understanding your body and understanding what your body needs. And then also do that for your partner and understand their body and what their body needs without physically having intercourse. You can still be intimate and do things to enjoy each other without necessarily, you know, that. So I think that's really important in creating an environment for that, because it actually makes for better sex, to be totally honest. When you are that inclined to enjoy each other and that inclined to understand what each other needs, it's just going to make you be able to articulate what you need sexually better and understand what each of you need sexually better. You understand what I'm saying? So I personally am all for women empowerment. I'm all for men empowerment and understanding your body, how your body works, what it needs, why it needs it, what you choose, right? Because not everything is for everybody. You know, some people are like, mentally, I can't get there by myself. I need somebody to stimulate me to do that. And that's cool. Some people are like, I can watch the internet, or I can get on my phone, or I could, and that's cool too. And so really understand. And then there's some women that are like, no, like if it's not in front of me, I can't do it. And they're like, I don't reach an orgasm. I don't know how to reach an orgasm. I don't know if that's the, you know, and so that has a lot to do with how you see yourself, how you feel about yourself, and really loving yourself. So this is why I'm supporting, like, go ahead, get your toys and figure out how you are, figure out what you need, figure out your body, figure out what turns you on, what doesn't turn you on. So then you can be able to say, I'm in a healthy space and I can now share this with somebody else. And that's dope, and vice versa. And then you can actually learn from each other, right? You know, because you're not going to stop there. You're going to still be learning things. It's an ongoing process of learning yourself and your body. But then now you can kind of have a basis for what that is and how that is. You know what I mean? And I really want to empower people to feel comfortable with that. You know, as long as it's safe and responsible and you know, two people are willing and want to, then really understanding how to come together and enjoy that. And then also for the parents, right? Because I think as parents, we also need to understand that, like, you still need to carve out time for yourself and you need to still carve out time for your relationship. And that looks different in a lot of different ways, but making it a point to nurture each other in all different ways. And this is one of those ways. Right? This is definitely one of those ways. So it doesn't mean, oh, while I'm in a relationship, I don't want to masturbate or I can't. Yes, you can. You can if you need to, and you can if you want to, right? No one takes that away from you. And it'll be even dope if y'all like do that together. You know what I mean? And be so in sync with each other that you can still connect that way, you know, and that can happen. And it's very possible. And it's something that people need to think about and think outside the box and kind of bring out in a different way so you can enjoy each other in more than one way. So that's basically what I wanted to say this episode. Go to www.sweetvibes.toys, cop a toy. Definitely go to my website, www.sayifloud.com, cop a hoe bag. The idea with the hoe bag, if you haven't listened to the episode, it's what's in my hoe bag. It's for both single people and couples about what to put in their whole bag. Definitely think you should put some of these. And really curating a bag that works for the couple so that they can enjoy time together, or a single person that's like, these are the things that I like. I'm going to take it to my friend's house and this is what we're going to do. And creating that space and curating something that works for you. So I think that's important. So definitely go to the website, cop a whole bag. There's some for the guys. There's some for the girls. You can get a duffel bag, the weekender. I got a book bag, and definitely start thinking about how you can curate your things to put into that bag so that you can kind of pleasure yourself and pleasure your partner, whatever your personal situation is. If you are looking for me, you can find me. I am Karen L. Every Friday, the fuckery is crazy. On Instagram, you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Pinterest. Say it loud on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter. If you haven't done so already and you love me, please, let me tell you, I got this laptop. It's from 2004. If I tell you what the charger looked like, you're going to be like, Karen, why your charger look like a snaggletooth crackhead? Because the computer's just taking a beating. And that's why I'm doing the donation, because I need a powerhouse. I'm growing a business. It's getting really big, really fast. And I just need something that can handle all the video and the audio and all the craft work and everything that we're doing now at Safe Loud. So you can go to website, www.safeloud.com. click on the donation tab. It'll take you to PayPal. You can definitely give me a donation. I'm asking for $5, but 20, 30, 40, big dick energy, 1,000, whatever you could do, definitely helps the cause. Season 2 is coming. It's about to be crazy. If you thought season 1 and my fuckery was a lot, season 2 is about to be crazy. Like, it's going from 0 to 100. So definitely be ready for that. That's July 3rd. Season 2 drops July 3rd. We're also now doing Save Loud subscription, which is also going to drop July 3rd. So you'll be able to subscribe to an extra up to 2 hours a month of more content, more bullshit, more fuckery, more real. If you haven't visited the website, again, go to the website. The merch is up there. Scullies, t-shirts, mugs, you name it. Bathing suits now. I got bathing suits for the summer. They will be down at the end of the summer, but I got bathing suits up there. Definitely rep the brand. Support your sister. So there's a lot going on. And if you want to book Karen L or Say It Loud, go to the website, message me on the tab that says Say It To Me. We got a lot of projects work in the work, and I would love to work with you, guest on your show, host an event, work on writing projects, direction, photography, brand ambassador, all that good shit. Everything is up there. So definitely take that in. In the meantime, go to Sweet Vibes, cop yourself something. Copy your girl something, copy your partner something. For you gentlemen, I don't have a website sponsor from you, but I'm going to go get one just for you guys. Make sure you get yourself something nice. Ladies, get your man something nice. Yeah, we out. I'll see you next week. I have a sex blogger coming. If you have questions, oh, that's what I was going to say. If you have questions for the sex blogger, she is meeting with me. Definitely go to anchor.com/sayitloud. You can leave a voicemail there so I can upload into the show, or you can DM me or email me your questions. I'll get those out to the sex blogger so we can ask those questions and get her responses and get them on the show. I will be doing a giveaway of one of these products starting on Monday. We're going to do the raffle. So a raffle will be starting on Monday, the 15th of June. And then that Friday, the raffle will end. So you have a week raffle. So definitely do that. I'm going to be raffling off some of these stuff from Sweet Vibrations toys so that you can all get your hands on some of them too. So definitely listen for that, because it will be, the winner will be in the next show. That's the plan. All right. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Do your donations. Follow me. Get your toys. We out. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Say It Loud. I appreciate all the love, the DMs, the messages, the texts. Any way that you choose to engage with me, I appreciate it all. The shout outs, the reposts, it means a lot. Especially on the days when I think nobody's listening and you guys are all listening and rooted for me. So I love you. Thank you so much. If you're looking for me, you can find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I am Karen L and Say It Loud. If you're looking for our website, www.sayithloud.com for all things Karen L, all things Say It Loud. If you'd like to do a donation, go ahead to the website and click donation. We're definitely taking donations. I need some new equipment. We're growing. And if you want to join our Patreon, you can go to the website, click the Patreon link, and subscribe. YouTube is coming. Yes, there will be a visual added and a couple other projects going on. So definitely look out for that. And if you'd like to book Karen L for whatever or have her come on to your show, please go to the website, reach out to me. There's a Say It To Me tab. You can go ahead, shoot me an email, and we can discuss it. I would love to come out and bring the energy and bring the vibes to you. Yeah, so thank you all. I'll see you next week.